Hello, it is 6 a.m. in New York, 1 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 6 p.m. in Bangkok. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com, and I am on a mission to help you make the most of life abroad, no matter where you are. Did you know that there are over 200 million people living outside of their country of origin? And that over 50 million of these people are considered the expats who relocate to a country temporarily for their work. And listen, oftentimes these people bring their whole family. So one person's got the job, but the whole crew comes with. Or you might be like me, where 16 years ago, I moved abroad to be with my new boyfriend, and he happened to be from Switzerland. So regardless of your circumstances, we know from research that the ability to work in the new country is reported to having a huge impact on your adjustment, your physical and mental well-being, and your relationships. So what you do with your time matters. If you are moving abroad for your partner, do not expect it to be easy professionally. Be ready to do the hard work. When I moved to Switzerland in 2000, I was full of optimism. You might say a little bit of naivete as well. I had graduated from honors from my university. I had, some experience already with what was for me then a high-paying job in consulting. And I had just spent time in the university learning enough Spanish to start even dreaming about it. I was 22, I was in love, and I was feeling pretty special about everything that I built up in the 5 years on my own. And my Swiss boyfriend and all of his friends were telling me just how easy it was going to be for me to find a job based on all my fancy qualifications and work experience. And I blindly made the leap. But to be honest, instead of zipping off to interviews like I imagined, I remember being in Switzerland. One morning, I found myself sitting on this train headed out of town to the Swiss countryside. I sat there with my coffee in my hand, this little plastic to-go cup, and I was really feeling kind of mixed up inside. And, the countryside in Switzerland looks like something idyllic from a fairy tale, these Swiss farmhouses zipping by. And on one hand, I felt really grateful to be there, to be close to my partner, and to have had a short-term gig organized for me to earn a little cash on the side, because I wanted to hold out until I had the real job, right? I wanted that independence financially, for this brand new relationship I was fostering. But deep down, I had this nagging feeling inside. First, this wasn't exactly an official job. And second, it was the crack of dawn, and I was getting up to go help renovate a farmhouse into an apartment. So I went from consulting and skyscrapers to manual labor. So on that same day, I was working upstairs with this Italian head of construction, and he sent me downstairs to take the tape off of the windows. And I walked downstairs, and the light was really dim, and it was cold, and it was February, and I stood there scraping tape off of the window with my thumbnail, and I wondered, honestly, did I just make the biggest mistake of my life? There I was, wearing like flannel and jeans, an honors graduate, a high performer in a consulting, gig, scraping tape with my fingernail off this window, working under the table doing manual labor. And I had this knot in my stomach. I thought, did I seriously just screw it all up? I just gave it all away. every single thing I had worked for to scrape tape with my thumbnail for this Swiss guy. So, deep breath. I made it through that day. I don't know if I should tell you a side story. A wall actually fell on my head that day as if it wasn't a hard enough day for me. I walked away with neck pain and also worried that my teeth were screwed up. But I persevered, and within a few months, things honestly got better, but not really easier. I got a working permit. I landed a part-time job teaching English at a small language school, and I did piece together a couple other jobs at the international school, for example, in their early learning center, where I felt like, okay, this is progress. It's not what I was hoping for. It wasn't what I would have been doing had I stayed in the United States, but I'm making progress. And that morning at the international school, the early learning center, I was holding this dustpan and small broom in my hand that was stooped over, and I was sweeping up this mix of rice and Oreos and pasta from the floor. And I was like, I am completely sweeping my ego right into the trash along with all of this leftover food. I was making minimum wage, was working like a dog, and I was still earning, I don't know, half of what my boyfriend was. But I kept persevering, and about a year or so later, things got better again. And I was able to quit these multiple jobs, and I took on a job teaching full-time, and it was a well-known language school, so, you know, my ego was being built up a little bit more. I was working with corporate clients, and I did take on a leadership role, and I also helped train other teachers. So I finally felt like I was making progress, going towards building myself up in a corporate context, going towards a leadership position. And I started using this opportunity at the language school to learn German. So I took my Goethe Diplom and I got a sehr gut, which means very good. And I really looked at my life and I thought, is this as far as I go? Is this what it's going to be like for me to be in Switzerland with my partner and just continue to work at the language school until I retire? And there are lots of people who did that and chose to do that. And that's fantastic. But for me, I knew that that wasn't going to work. And I decided I was going to dive deep. And I got a master's degree while I was, I took 2 years and I got my master's degree. And I came back and I took a risk. And I said, I am going to get really clear on what I want to do in Switzerland, even though it's hard. And that led me to working for this Swiss-based international HR company. And when I thought I landed this amazing job leading a group of international people on multiple continents, things got bad, even worse. And it was so bad because of some things that were going on internally that I had not realized when I took on the assignment, that one morning I walked out of the bathroom and my pants almost slipped off of my hips. I had dropped so much weight, I didn't even realize it. And it's not like me at all. And I thought, this is really, really crappy. All of this work. Now I've got my master's degree and I keep working and I still have to keep going. And it was only until 2008, so 8 years later, after all of this, and the birth of my first son, that I landed what I would call my first dream job, exactly what I was working for. And this was the night I got the call. I was offered the job to be the head of intercultural management at a second largest company in Switzerland, exactly what I would have loved to have been doing years ago. I got the call that evening. And they offered me the job. And of course, you know, I enthusiastically accepted on the phone. And I hung up and I felt not elation, but depression. Seriously, depression the whole weekend. And it took me completely off guard you know, I looked at my partner and we should be popping, you know, corks of champagne and celebrating. And I just sunk. And this, I think, was the totality of the 8 years of hard work, sacrifice, retraining, uncertainty, and perseverance. It all just, I don't know, flashed across my mind. And I was almost like I was re-experiencing all of that hard work and perseverance and exhaustion and frustration with the process. And this accomplishment was that moment where I acknowledged it. I finally acknowledged the hard work, and the celebration had to be coupled with that recognition. So you might be asking yourself, why am I sharing all of this with you today? Because if you are moving abroad with your partner, do not expect it to be easy professionally. Be ready to do the hard work. Why is this so flipping important? Because you need to have realistic expectations. You need to throw out the idea that you could just transplant yourself professionally without anticipating work. Maybe you can, I don't know. But if you come in with expectations thinking it'll be easy and then you confront a wall of challenges, you're going to start questioning why you're doing this. And if you're doing this for a relationship, if you're doing this for the cultural adventure, if you're doing this for the experience, you don't want to give up before you even started. And I know honestly what you're probably thinking right now. You're probably thinking, okay, forget it. No way in hell am I going to bust my tail, especially for 8 years. You are a crazy lady. But I get it. I totally get it. It's hard work. And hard work is, you know, hard. But I am telling you, it is totally worth it. In fact, I would not be speaking with you today if I hadn't taken this road. It's worth it because you draw upon the strength inside of you that you didn't know you had. It's worth it because it is the long-term strategy that wins. And on the other side of that hard work is an individual who is strong, who perseveres, and who knows how to make it work no matter where you are. If you are moving abroad with your partner, do not expect it to be easy professionally. Be ready to do the hard work. It is so worth it. You deserve a life abroad with your partner and the ability to do rewarding work. Paid or unpaid, you deserve to be doing what you love, spending time on a project or a profession that is meaningful to you long term. So here are some tips on what you can expect and how to get started on the hard work. Number one, talk to other expats in your field about their journey. Ask them, how did they make it professionally? How long did it take? What was the key for them to getting established? What do they wish they had done differently? And what worked that they think you should try? So talk to other people that are in your field and learn from their journey. Don't just rely on the opinion of locals only because they don't share the same challenges. They were born with the local language, right? Their qualifications are recognized. Even if the things that you've done feel fancy and universally recognized, like being an architect or a doctor, that doesn't mean you're going to get work in that country. Believe me, in 16 years abroad, I have seen architects teach Spanish and doctors be unemployed. Just because you have a valuable skill doesn't mean that it's going to be easy to making it happen. So get the journey from others who understand your challenges. And that is going to be your power, your strength to know what's ahead. The second thing you can do is to recognize this is a journey, not a race. Your path will be tough, but you're in it for the long haul. You're going to have some big ideas. You're going to make plans, and then things are going to get challenging. Do not give up. If you use the right strategies, you are going to keep moving forward, and you're going to find a solution that totally works for you. So recognize this is a journey and not a race. And finally, keep what I call your big why at the forefront of your mind. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this for the cultural adventure? Are you doing this to commit to your partner and create a new life abroad? Keep that big why at the forefront of your mind, because that will be the driving factor for you when you realize you've got step one, step two, step three ahead of you. You know why you're doing the work. My big why for me was that I committed to creating a life that included both my partner and a profession that I felt passionate about. There was absolutely no going back on that for me. And today I am so grateful for my younger self for her perseverance. It is worth it. Remember, for you to get prepared to work professionally outside of your home country, you need to do your homework. Ask people with a similar background profession how they made it. Accept that this is a journey, not a race, and never lose sight of your big why. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from sundaybean.com. Thank you for listening today. It is such a pleasure to connect with you no matter where you are. Remember, it took me 8 years to build my dreams. And now I've got them. So while it might not take you that long, it is so worth it.